Shem Creek, a Low Country Tale by Dorothea Benton Frank. For my great friend, Deborah Pietromonaco Zammit. Poem for Shem Creek. Shem Creek. The ripe earth swells, splitting its skin into waterways, scattered and winding in every direction, releasing winds that carve the land to shreds. Where sun-filled clumps of spartina, smoothed into supplicating rows of bent heads, crowd the edges of Shem Creek, the marsh wrens build their tiny nests. Porpoises appear, then disappear above the water, as if they are playing a game of hide-and-seek. They say that children used to come here, to ride the tortoises. Birds still come in droves, egrets, herons and leaf terns, oyster catchers and pelicans diving and turning through the thick air. Somehow everything from old refrigerators and tires to arsenic and mercury finds its way here. Beneath the surface, the runoff permeates the oyster beds and fills the mud with toxins. On the other side of the bridge, beyond the clutter of traffic, seafood restaurants, hotels, bars, and parking lots, docked shrimp boats wait at the opening to the sea. Their nets stretch out to the sides like hopeful, bent arms. Marjorie Heath Wentworth, South Carolina Poet Laureate.
A postcard from Linda. Can I just tell you why I am so deliriously happy to drive all through the night from New Jersey to South Carolina? Here we are, boxed in between this wall of 18-wheelers on our left and right, in front and behind, in this...